It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, Megan Cummings, and we're just going to kind of do a year recap about all the great things that the United Way did this year, the events that they had, those kinds of things. I mean, we had a terrific day of caring. We have had great response to the Angel Tree, all kinds of things like that. So we're just going to kind of jump in and talk about how things went for the United Way in our area in 2021. Megan, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Merry Christmas, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well, ma'am. I'm doing well, and Merry Christmas to you. So let's just dive right in, and you know, let's start at the beginning, towards the beginning of this year, and kind of work our way towards the end.
Can we think back that far?
I don't know. You can try.
All right, let's try it.
So how? What are some of the things that stick out this year for you when it comes to the United Way?
Yeah, well, I started in January, and it was a great undertaking from the beginning. One of the first things I noticed was, you know, we're supposed to serve these seven counties, Daggett, Duchesne, Uinta, Carbon, Emory, Grand, and San Juan. A lot of United Way's focus had traditionally been in Carbon County. And so one of the things that sticks out for me is bringing on a couple new board members over the summer from San Juan and Grand counties. And I think getting some representation down there, laying the groundwork for more efficiently serving our whole service area. That's exciting. I think about April, May, when we awarded some scholarships to some high school seniors. That always means a lot. And I think about, of course, Day of Caring, which you mentioned. It was a great time to unite a ton of volunteers in a bunch of different service projects.
Yep. And I think when we talk about Day of Caring, I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Kegley.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Terry Kegley he's a senior, a high school senior in Emory County, and he put together his own Emory County Day of Caring. And it was a small but mighty affair. And so I think, you know, he laid the groundwork for having meaningful days of caring throughout the entire service area. So I'm grateful to him.
And that's kind of what I was going to talk to you about, was that's one thing that you've always wanted to try and do with Day of Caring is, you know, you cover a lot of area within your seven counties, all the way up basically, you know, from the eastern portion of Utah. Let's break it down. The eastern portion of Utah from the Wyoming border to the Arizona border.
Basically. Yeah.
That's basically your coverage area.
It's a big service area.
And how great would it be to have a day of caring in every one of those areas? They don't necessarily have to be the same day.
No, not at all.
But just have one in every one of those areas that, you know, kind of spreads the word and gets that out there.
Yeah, and having a point person in each county or a couple of point people in each county who can take the ball and run with it. And then also, you know, expanding our programs into all of those counties. So we've done some, you know, we dip our toes into the water and do some program expansion, but we just got a grant from Sorensen Foundation for $10,000, and that is specifically to expand our SHU program and our Live Love Local Cancer Assistance program into all of those areas. So kids who need shoes, you know, not just in Carbon County, but that entire service area, we're going to be trying to put shoes on feet.
And as I said, that's always been one of the things that you've wanted to do is kind of get these programs out there. And it sounds like you've got the right people in place in some of the areas with board members that we can make that happen for the United Way of Eastern Utah.
Yes. And this is never something that was going to happen overnight. It's something that past executive directors have looked at and tried to do and done to some extent, but for whatever reason, it kind of expands and contracts. And I just want to make sure that United Way of Eastern Utah is serving the people of Eastern Utah.
And really, it's right there in the name, so it might just as well do
that. There you go.
So let's wrap up with talking about pretty much the last one you had, and that was your Angel Tree program. Big program every year.
Yeah.
So many people that help out with this. So I'm just going to kind of let you take it away and talk about Angel Tree.
Sure, absolutely. So Angel Tree, as most of your listeners know, and you know, Dave, is a Christmastime charity to give gifts to low-income families and senior citizens and disabled adults. And so the goal is not that a new gift is just going to suddenly, you know, I snap my finger and everything's better, but to spread a little joy and also to connect folks with other resources. So when folks sign up for Angel Tree, we say also, there's this wonderful budgeting class. And here are some more resources and some other things that hopefully help people become more financially stable. That's, of course, one of the goals of United Way. And so we had a ton of people sign up. And this was my first Angel Tree. And shout out to Cheryl Thane, former executive director, who was so helpful in entering all the data and, you know, helping me organize things. But actually, Dave, when I leave today, I'm headed back to the office to give away gifts to, I think, 25 more kids who are coming to pick up their stuff today. So it's been a big operation. Thanks to the community. Thanks to Castleview. Thanks to the Clampers. Thanks to Eastern Utah Community Credit Union and the city of East Carbon. You know, Barbara Robinette over there did an Angel Tree. And so thanks to so many people who stepped up and said, I want to help my neighbors. And I'm hoping, you know, I say this a lot. I said this at Day of Caring, that it's not just a one-time thing. It's not just a Day of Caring. It's not just a season of Angel Tree, but it's a lifetime of getting to know each other and serving our neighbors.
And you know, the strange, funny thing about it is, and we've talked about this for the last year every time you come in here, we mentioned the fact that I don't think really that there is a better place for this kind of support and things other than Carbon and Emery counties in the area here, because
that's great.
If you need something, it's they more than step up usually to get this taken care of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, from the board members to other volunteers, to business leaders, to local government leaders, just on and on and on. And average everyday citizens, there is so much desire to connect with each other and to help each other. And I think that's beautiful.
All right. And so now we've made it through the whole year.
Holy smokes.
Right. What are we looking forward to in 2022? Mm-hmm. Hopefully 2022 will be better than 2021. 2021 was a little bit better than 2020.
Exactly. We're headed in the right direction, if only incrementally. Well, in some ways, a repeat of this year, you know, a lot of the same events, you know, Day of Caring in September, Angel Tree around the holidays, scholarships for high school seniors, and hopefully I'm going to convince the board to do scholarships for trade programs as well, not just high school seniors who are going to college, because I think that's important. And so we'll be doing, some additional fundraisers. Keep your eyes and ears open for that. More service projects. And we're just grateful to the community for letting us do this work.
And that's what it's all about. Just keep the snowball rolling and getting bigger, and it'll eventually touch everybody that it needs to.
Let's do it.
Megan, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and enjoy it and get out there. And we're going to be talking again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.